Bruce said, I sound like a million bucks this week, all green and wrinkly. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Between federal and state authorities derailed plans for a joint FBI and state criminal investigation into Wednesday's shooting of a Minneapolis woman by an ICE officer, leading to a highly unusual move by the Justice Department to block state investigators from participating in the probe. That from CNN. The report, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, said Thursday that there was an initial agreement for the FBI to work with the state agency. CNN notes behind the move to sever ties were concerns in the Trump administration that state officials couldn't be trusted with information that emerges from the probe, and that ICE agent safety could be put at risk. Meantime, driver's license data from Washington State is still flowing to federal immigration agents, despite promises to cut off that access, a new report reveals. Researchers have confirmed that in late 2025, federal agencies used the state system to query driver data in at least 9 cases that led to arrests.
Angelina Godoy is the director of the University of Washington Center for Human Rights and the principal author of the report. She says there are legitimate reasons why law enforcement agencies might need access to Department of Licensing data, but enforcement of civil immigration policy is not one of them.
Regardless of how one slices and dices the law, it's very clearly in contradiction to the stated policies articulated by multiple state agencies and articulated very clearly in state law. This is not what Washingtonians have been promised.
The Department of Licensing and Washington State Patrol say they have already taken steps to protect the data and deny breaking any laws. I'm Isabel Charlet.
And the recent boom of Amazon data centers in eastern Oregon is worsening the groundwater and failing to provide promised benefits to the community, according to some residents. Local activist rancher Jim Doherty explains the facilities use contaminated water for cooling. The process heats the water, concentrates the toxins, and the resulting wastewater is spread on farmland, re-entering the groundwater.
They, by themselves, are not creating the nitrates, but where we already have an issue out here, they're exacerbating it about tenfold once they go through and concentrate it in the data centers.
Since 2011, over 30 data centers have been built in Boardman, Oregon. The town's groundwater has had a long-standing nitrate problem, largely from industrial agriculture. This story with original reporting by Sean Patrick Cooper with the Food Environmental Research Network. And some child development experts are lamenting the Lego company's release of a new tech-filled smart brick.
The product is similar to Lego's classic building brick, but includes special sensors that the company says respond to the builder's actions with various sounds and behaviors. Rachel Franz with the Boston-based nonprofit Fair Play says toy and technology companies have convinced parents that kids need digital products to thrive.
The need for technology, especially in early childhood, just doesn't exist. So I think there's definitely a profit motive here.
Lego says it's simply innovating to meet the play needs of each new generation. I'm Catherine Carley.
This is Public News Service.
Sons, starring Fred McMurray and his Uncle Charlie,
Jay Thurber.
getting us started in the 2 o'clock hour, 206. Much more music time here. Bobby Lewis on Radio 9.
Some friends go bowling every Saturday night. Some sit around and watch the TV fight. But all I want to do is hold you tight. Cause I ain't got a one-track. Yes, I got a one-track. I ain't got a one-track mind. My buddy finds all kind of things to do. He's always coming up with something new. But all I want to do, I want to do with you. Cause I ain't got a one-track. Yes, I got a one-track. I ain't got a one-track mind. Well, I can't keep my mind on nothing else but you. You know it's you. And only you. And if there's ever anything you want me to do, I say yeah, 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 yeah. A lot of people like to go on trips. Others stay at home and read the comic strips. But all I wanna do is kiss your lips. Cause I ain't got a one track. Yes, I got a one track. I ain't got a one track mind.
A group there called The Rumblers, a little bit of Pacific Northwest surf music. These are the Supremes.
I want you. saw the film, you read the book. Here it is as nature never intended.
Radio 9!
Old Man River. Old Man River. Don't know nothing. Just keeps rolling, it keeps on rolling along. Don't plant taters, don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. He just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and sweat and strain. Bodies all aching and racked with pain. Tote that bar. Lift that bill. You get a little drunk and you land, you land, you land in jail. Sweating strain, bodies all aching, and racked, and racked with pain. Tote that bar, lift that bill, get a little drunk, and you land, you land, you land.
Died much too young. He was only 39 years old. Multi-talented keyboard player Earl Grant. That's actually the flip side of his big hit, which was called The End back in 1958. That, of course, Old Man River. We're going to get your weather coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and then new music on the other side of that. Here's Blood, Sweat, and Tears on Radio 9.
I lost my blood before got mad. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Dulles International Airport, Washington. Peak traffic, a plane in or out every 60 seconds. Every minute, another plane load of people becomes your responsibility. Radar tells you, here's a plane, but nothing more. To guide each one, you must know what airline, how fast, how high. Radio the pilot, check flight plans. Remember all the details as the planes keep coming. Sperry made it easier with the UNIVAC Arts 3 computer system. It labels each blip. This is Eastern Flight 170, altitude 9600, speed 260, bound for Dulles. With the blips labeled, you can concentrate on the real job, getting the planes in safe. An enormous job cut down to size by Sperry Rand Corporation, making the machines do more so men can do more.
Up and play loud.
With Chills and Fever here on Radio 9. 2:24 chime time. New music from the Strumbellas coming up after we take care of a brief message or two or three or 70. And also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, 412-821-8484 or atticrecordsstoreinc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Do you ever notice the light green, yellow, and gray patches of stuff? Yes, I've been coughing those up for the last 2 weeks. That's why the doctor has me on the medicine. No, wait. Sorry about that. Have you ever noticed the light green, yellow, and gray patches of stuff growing on old stonework and trees? These are lichen. Pennsylvania is home to more than 600 species of these incredible symbiotic organisms. So are my lungs right now. No. Just rewind that. Let's just start over. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Do you ever notice the light green, yellow, and gray patches of stuff growing on old stonework and trees? These are lichens. Pennsylvania is home to more than 600 species of these incredible symbiotic organisms. Join naturalist educator Stephen Buckland for an afternoon of learning about these often overlooked and valuable parts of our ecosystems. That's at the Shenley Park Visitor Center, 101 Panther Hollow Road, tomorrow from 1 until 3:30 p.m. That's Sunday, January 11th. For more information, PittsburghParks.org. And we'll remember to cut that out, right? Okay. All right.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be
this is live? This is live, he says.
And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Call this living. Rain likely this afternoon with a high of 53. Rain overnight, low 32. Snow likely on Sunday, accumulating less than a half inch in the city and a high of 36. Mostly sunny Monday, high 39. Tuesday, partly sunny, 47. And then on Wednesday, rain at a high near 44. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. It's 54 in Washington County, 46 in Beaver County, 45 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 44 at WRCT with new music from the Strumbellas.
I quit. I can't keep punching myself out like this. I thought I knew how this would read plot twist. This self-destruction was just the start of it. Was just the start of it.
The Strumbellas here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Coming up over most of these same frequent and frequented frequencies in just 30 minutes, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. I hope you'll stay tuned for that. Right now, with 5 minutes to go in the second half, Carnegie Mellon men's basketball team is leading Case Western 68-54. We'll tell you more in sports in about 20 minutes. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30.
You would cry too.
Scott Rundgren, I Saw the Light on Radio 9. Hello to the listener from Washington who just called 412-385-7450 to talk about Ronnie Love. We played that song Chills and Fever. He wanted me to know a little bit of the background behind that. I learned something. You know, Doug Hirth used to say he had the smartest audience in the world. Boy, some of you folks, I think, have come over to this show. So I appreciate every one of you. Thank you. I appreciated that little noise there, whatever that was. Apparently the Pop-Tarts are done. But also, hello also to, I don't want to say who. Who? That's who. We were talking about another radio station that apparently is broadcasting basketball games. And I don't even want to say what team they're broadcasting. But apparently another radio station is broadcasting basketball games by watching the feed on the internet and then reconstructing it over the radio. And they are doing this, according to my tipster, from a local bar on the south side. And I mean, we all know that radio, the radio business, the media in general is not doing great these days, and the radio business in particular is not doing great. The radio business, I've got flu and bronchitis. The radio business has pneumonia, double pneumonia. But wow, they're broadcasting it, and he says you can hear in the background, you can hear like them clearing plates and like dishes clanking and stuff as they're pretending to be at the basketball game, but they're actually at a bar on the south side watching an internet feed, which is like what they used to do in the 1930s. I guess we've gone back full circle to the 1930s and 40s when Rosie Rosewell would broadcast the Pirate games by reading the Western Union wire as it was coming across. But these are the coasters on Radio 9. Golly gumdrops.
That chick in the yellow dress. Sweet Georgia Brown. That's the girl that I love best. Sweet Georgia Brown. Who does the pop and the Texas hop like? Sweet Georgia Brown. Well, nobody else in town.
Yeah, she's got the other chicks on the back.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Oh, yeah, 'cause the she's got something better they ain't got.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
When she goes to take
down at 5th and Main.
Sweet Georgia, Georgia Brown.
Who drives all the young cats insane?
Sweet Georgia, Georgia Brown.
I'm gonna leave this town.
Sweet Georgia Brown, yeah, it's, these are the Paragons on Radio 9. The Guess Who. Who? The Guess Who. That's who. More music after these important messages.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services. Every year, hundreds of thousands of homeless animals are killed on America's highways. At the same time, hundreds of thousands of Americans don't get enough to eat. Well, together, we can solve both problems. I'm speaking on behalf of the ASPCR, the American Society for Promoting Consumption of Roadkill. Our volunteers work tirelessly along the nation's highways and byways to scoop up freshly killed animals and provide their carcasses to hungry families. I've visited needy people all over New England, and you can't believe the look on their face when I give them a dead moose, deer, or bear. They don't say thank you. Their expressions say it all. ASPCR is committed to health. Besides providing essential nutrients, the bacteria in roadkill animals help us build natural immunities, saving us from needing so-called life-saving vaccines to prevent common diseases. For just $19 a month, your donation to ASPCR will keep providing Americans with flattened entrails. And if you donate today, we'll send you a cuddly dead possum as a thank you. So go to our website, ASPCR.org, or call the American Society for Promoting Consumption of Roadkill at 1-888-SQUISH. And from everyone here at the ASPCR, safe travels and good eating.
Jay Server.
This boomba. This boomba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. 2:49, much more music time. We're going to check sports and weather next. And then more new music on the other side of that. Here's Johnny Rivers on Radio 9. Oh, yeah. Driver singing about that racket pneumonia and boogie woogie flu. Don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT. Later on this afternoon, coming up at 5 o'clock, I believe it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. Why is this microphone? Why is there air to fill up basketballs? Chop Shop at 5 o'clock, and then Breakfast for Dinner with Chris Wired at 6, coming up on 88.3 WRCT. If you're listening to us on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, coming up at 5 o'clock, it is the Kristen and Amber Show, followed by the Tragical History Tour, and then Oldies Until Midnight. Lots of good listening coming your way. Got a request off of the Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. We're going to try to squeeze that in for guac before the end of the program. So,
your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college basketball action, we have a final score. Carnegie Mellon beat Case Western Reserve. This is the men's basketball team, 87-69. Women's basketball team will take on Case Western at, I believe, 3 o'clock. Elsewhere, Pitt Panthers men's team at this hour is hosting the Syracuse Orange. Syracuse is up 48-34 on the Pitt Panthers. Pitt Panthers women's team traveling to Louisville to take on the number 10-ranked Cardinals tomorrow. Everybody getting ready for the big Steeler game, the wild card playoff game Monday, as the Steelers take on the Houston Texans at 8:15. Pittsburgh Penguins hosting the Calgary Flames today at 3:30. And then tomorrow they travel to Boston to take on the Bruins.
Steel City weather.
Looking for rain in the forecast next couple of days. High 53. Snow possible on Sunday, accumulating less than a half inch with a high of 36. Mostly sunny Monday with a high of 39. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 47. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 54 in Washington County, 46 in Beaver County, 45 in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 44 at WRCT.
Wanna die in the day. Wanna live on my own time. Be someone who feels right. Wanna die in the daylight. Wanna live on my own time. Be someone who feels right. Be someone who feels right. I wanna wear my own clothes and not always exposed. What I think is my worst side. What I think is my worst side.
Tune is called Die in the Daylight. We have a request to get to for some Bobby Darin to close the program out. Going out for guac on Mastodon. Bobby Darin off the Commitment album on Radio 9.
Me and Mr. Horner standing on the corner, not doing nothing to no one. When a squad car stops and out jumps cops, you're one of them if I ever saw one. What I said as my face turned red, up against the wall, says the tall one. That's a cute mustache, have you got any hash? I'd like to make a buy, says the small one. Not a whole thing, silly, but I'm staring at the billy, quietly.
you ride to Denver. Well, out of a toll comes the highway patrol to check up on my gender. Is it her or him, or maybe Tiny Tim? Now up against the fence says the dense one. You have picked a bad spot to smoke your pot. What you gonna do two against one? Not a whole thing silly, but I'm staring at the billy, quietly asking myself, now will it use that thing to make my eardrums ring? It's all a bad dream, and I'm a South Philly. I'll tell him, Mr. Horner.
Remember, until next time, on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, I'm Jay Thurber. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next. This is the Kickle Puss Broadcasting System.
Me and Mr. Horner relaxing out a corner. Hawaiian sun can be groovy when a pair of MPs yell out freeze. And I think I got a part in a movie. Hey, I'm talking to you. Tell me, what did I do? Your draft card burner says the thin one. We can tell by your looks that you read too many books and wars, and that's because you ain't been in one. Not a whole thing silly, but I'm staring at the billy, quietly asking myself, now will it use that thing to make my eardrums ring? It's all a bad dream, and I'm a South Philly. Now tell him, Mr. Horner.
Tune to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. At the certified correct tone, it will be 3 o'clock.
Boop. This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had loud.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.